A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Tzadi Dalid, Shabbos 94a, pagination page 187. But we're going to start on the facing page so that we get to do the Mishnah that precedes our Gemara. So please join on Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis 93b, pagination 186, at the bottom, about six lines up, Masnisin, where the Mishnah begins. Hamotzi ochlin pochos mikashir. A person who takes out food less than the required amount for the violation. Bikli, even though the food was in a vessel, Potter afalakli. He's potter on the food because it wasn't enough, but he's also potter on the vessel, shakli tefeilalo, because we have a principle that the food is secondary, the vessel is secondary to the food. And since the food was not the requisite amount, so it's not the violation, so the vessel also, since it's secondary to the food, it's only there because you're really intending to take out the food, so you're not in violation even on the vessel. Let's think about this in practical terms. Person wanted to take out oil, olive oil. So how do you take out olive oil? In a vessel of some sort. But if the olive oil was less than the requisite amount, not only are you potter on the oil, but even the vessel, if the vessel would be sizable and usable for other purposes of significance, but since in this application the vessel is only being taken out to service the olive oil, if you're absolved on the olive oil, the vessel is not a player in our discussion. I recall on one occasion, let's do one more piece here and then I'll mention the story. Esachai b'mita, a live person in a bed, pater af al hamita, so you're not in violation on the person because we have a concept called chai noseyes atzmo. A live person participates in the carrying process and he's lighter because of his own changing of position, and you're not in violation for carrying the person. So the bed which the person is being carried on, shahamita tefelelo, you're absolved on that too, because the bed is secondary to the person. If you're absolved on the person, you're absolved on the bed as well. So the quick story that I wanted to mention, I was once invited to interview for a rabbinic position in a city whose Erev was distinctly questionable. Even the Rav HaMachshir on the Erev, the person who was giving the endorsement on the Erev himself, didn't use the Erev. So it was a little bit of an odd situation. So I asked what I would do with my infant at that time. If I had to walk from one house to the other, what was I supposed to do? And one of the interesting suggestions that came my way was that if the carriage is not carrying anything else, the only thing the carriage is carrying is this young child. I don't remember, infant or very young, but the idea would be that perhaps the carriage is tuffel, is secondary to the child, and the child you're not chayiv on, because the child is live and positions himself, whatever the concept of chai nosei es atzmo, but a live person who is capable of walking, you're not in violation for carrying them from a biblical perspective. And therefore, perhaps you can go out on Shabbos with the child in the carriage if you're in need of a major leniency by an Erev that's highly questionable. Putting all those wonderful concepts together, for better or for worse, the interview did not actually materialize. Midweek, we ended up canceling for a different reason. And I mention it only as an idea, a concept of how Chai Nosei Es Atzmo could work. The more practical application of it is when a person is somewhat injured but could kind of limp their way. If they need to be carried, you have this concept called Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. The Mishnah continues, and this is what I wanted to elaborate on. Es Hameis B'mita, if Rachmana Letzlan, you're dealing with a dead person, and the person is in a bed, then chayiv, you would be in violation of carrying. V'chein kezayis min ha-mesu, kezayis min ha-nevela v'cha'adosha min ha-sheretz. Similarly with other parts from an animal, chayiv, there would be a violation. V'Rabbi Shimon poter, and Rabbi Shimon says you're not in violation for carrying the dead person out in a bed. And Rashi explains very beautifully in his explanation, very particular in the wording. He says, "Dava malacha shenetzricha legufa," because it is doing an act for a reason that is not the normal reason. It's a negative reason. L'salka me'alav, you're simply trying to remove the dead body from where you are. And lav malechas machsheveshi, that's not considered constructive behavior. You're removing rather than with a destination. And therefore, Reb Shimon says that's not the biblical violation to remove the dead body from the house in which it is. Let's move on to today's daf at the very bottom of Tzadi Dalad Amud Aleph, pagination 187 on the bottom. Es hameis b'mita chayev v'chein kezayis min hameis. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, v'Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. These Tamid HaChamim said as follows, Poter Hoyer Reb Shimon would absolve you. Onto the next side. Af B'motzi Es Hameis L'Kovro, even if you're taking the dead body out to bury. Because again, over here, even though it's for the purpose of the dead body to provide him a burial, but they maintain that even that is a Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa, it's a Malacha that's not for a truly constructive purpose, a true destination, purposeful use. Amar Rava, Rava said, Umodi Rab Shimon, but Rab Shimon would agree, Bimar Lach Parba, Bo, if you're taking a shovel out in order to dig, V'Sefer Torah Likros Bo, or a Sefer Torah to take it out, in order to read from it, the Chayiv, that you would be in violation. Asks the Gemara Pshita, of course. If that's considered not for purposeful use, what would be considered purposeful? It would seem that taking a shovel out in order to dig with it certainly would be considered purposeful, and it's not the kind of negative purpose that we were just describing by a dead body to remove. Answers the Gemara Ma'od Tema, I would have thought, Adi'ika Ligufo Uligufa. I would have thought that you need for its purpose and for the purpose of the item itself. Kigon Mar Lach Sos Lotas V'Lachpar. If you're looking to do a repair on the shovel and you have to take it to a place in order to do the repair, and then you're going to use the shovel for a purposeful thing, so you're getting a purpose for the item and a purpose for what you're going to use the item, that would be only the case that Reb Shimon agrees. Sefer Torah lahagia v'likros po, a Sefer Torah that you need to fix it, and you want to read from it. Kamash malon, that extent of purposeful is not necessary. You only need to be purposeful in as far as you're taking it out to do something constructive. But again, going back to the case of the mace, the dead body, you're not doing something purposeful, melechas machsheves, you're doing something because under these circumstances, this is the method of removal. A more conventional example of melacha shenetzricha l'gufa that's commonly given is a person who's digging a hole that looks like a basement. It looks like it's constructive, a storage area, but really he's just doing it because he's excavating sand. For whatever reason, he needs the dirt. He wants to put it on ice. He needs the dirt. So even though you would say that he's digging the pit and it's constructive, but he's doing it for the opposite reason. And that would be considered a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, which enters into the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that that's not the melachas machsheves, the purposeful work, which was intended. And again, by any melacha, we have to assess what the actual purpose of the melacha is, and if he is in fact doing purposeful work. If he is, it's a deoraisa. If not, it would fall into a rabbinic category, and it would only be, as we're saying, a derabbanon. Yeshe koach, have a great day.